Now, generally, following our reading of our gospel, then we have a sermon. And today, the sermon is coming from our choir. The message that God came among us in Jesus will be presented to us through lyric and narration in the music of From Darkness into Light. This is a piece that has been assembled by and prepared for us by our choir director, Sarah. There are places in it when the congregation will respond to the narration, and just as we have done, the portions for us to respond with as a congregation will be in bold and in white. There is a place at the end when we will be singing together, we'll be joining the choir, and Sarah will prompt us in all of those things. I just want to offer a prayer, if you would join me in your hearts as we now listen to what God would say to us through this word from darkness into light. Come, Holy Spirit, come like a wind and cleanse, come like a fire and burn. Convict, convert, and consecrate our lives to our great good and to your great glory. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made.
Without him nothing was made that has been made.
In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him,
to those who believed in his name,
he gave the right to become children of God. The Word became flesh
and made his dwelling among us.
We have seen his glory, the glory of one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
God, you hear the calls, the cries, the voices raised, the silent prayers.
Israel, in her exile, crying out for a Messiah.
Elizabeth, in her barrenness, calling out for a son.
Shepherds, in their poverty, praying for a Savior.
Mary, in her innocence, searching for a place to give birth.
And still today, the voices cry out.
The homeless, in their vulnerability, asking for a welcome.
The rich, in their emptiness, longing for acceptance.
The lonely, in their busyness, crying for community.
The families, in their arguments, praying for peace.
God, you hear the calls, the cries, the voices raised, the silent prayers. Hear our prayers today.
When I hear the sound of voices praising your name, when I see compassions and kindness at work in the world, when I sense your presence in the outworking of the day, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God with my Savior. When you help me to keep going, though I want to give up, when I glimpse your creativity in the wonder of the world, when moments of holiness shine like diamonds in the dark, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. when I remind myself of your goodness and your care for us, when I look at the vast night sky and realize you know my name, when I revisit the child placed in that manger. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Just outside of Bethlehem, there were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, the quiet routine of an ordinary watch was shattered as that night became like none other they had ever experienced. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone brightly around them. They were terrified.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly, the sky was filled with a great company of the heavenly host, appearing with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill to all." The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. For with him is the fountain of life. In his light, we see light. The scriptures record that God's chosen people were living in a world of darkness and bondage. But Isaiah prophesied that an eternal light of hope and promise would soon arrive. God, today we choose to listen to your voice. God, we hear your promise of peace on earth. We hear about the incarnate deity. And God, we hear that Jesus was born that no more may die. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Just pause for prayer. Loving God, the wellspring of life, pour into our hearts the living water of your grace. Receive our thanksgiving for the coming of your Son among us. By your light, we see light. Increase our faith and grant that we may walk in the brightness of your presence through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's offer our thanks to the choir today. You may be seated. You know, the thanks that we offer to Sarah, to our each choir member and participant, including our sight and sound folks, is born of gratitude that you have given so freely of your time, of your talents, and energy to prepare and share this message in music today, and we've been blessed to be here. Your efforts, of course, bear witness to the truth of the wonder of the news that God has come among us in Jesus. The joy of knowing Him as Savior is something that is worth singing about. I got thinking about this as I was anticipating today, about how your voices today have joined a great chorus of praise. You just think about the experience of this music and as an instance of the music sung in churches and concert halls all over the world in praise of this Savior who has come among us, inspired by the Savior who has come. Indeed, He is worthy of any amount of effort expended. And I just want to say thank you, and we, as you have heard, but we want to say thank you for so joyful an expression and witness of the wonder of His love. We respond now to what God has said to us in and through the Word with our offerings. We share in our giving. We call on our ushers to receive our morning offerings.